We continue the shir in Likut Halachas, Yoredeya Chelik Beis, Hilchas Melamdim, Halacha Gimel, Paragraph Gimel. V'zeh Bechinas Zikoroin Hanermar B'Shabbos. What we've been learning till now is also tied in with the fact that when Hashem introduces the mitzvah of keeping Shabbos, it's also introduced with that word Zohar, remember. Kemo Shekosev, as it says in the Aseres Adibrois, in the Ten Commandments, Zochor es yoim ha-Shabbos l'katshoi. Remember the day of Shabbos to sanctify it. Rav Nosson Zal says, Zochor daika. The Torah puts specific emphasis on Zochor. Shabbos, shehu hachnoas ha-medame, hu bechinas zikoroin. We mentioned in the previous year that there's something called medame. And the term medame is used to refer to many different things. It's used as a nickname for the Yetzirah, the Sitrachra. Medame also means good and bad when they're mixed together, gray, in other words, that grayness of darkness and light when they're mixed together, which is the most unhealthy state. Twilight, when it's most difficult to be able to see. That's all medame. And we mentioned that the six days of the week, compared to Shabbos, the 6 days of the week are a bechina of medame. The 6 days of the week correspond to the Shisha Sidrei Mishnah, where you have good and bad, kosher, posel, tamei tohor, osur, mutter. Whereas Shabbos represents the day of rest. There's no confusion, there's no back and forth. Everything is calm and restful and peaceful. So Rav Nosson Zal tells us here, Shabbos, shehu bechinas hachnoas ha-medame, Shabbos, which is a time when the medame is subdued, it's defeated, hu bechinas zikoroin. Therefore, Shabbos is a concept of zikoroin. Bechinas la'adbeko machshavto bi'almedosi kanal, when we're able to attach our brain, our thoughts, to Olam Haba. Ki Shabbos hi me'ein Olam Haba. Because the Gemara tells us Shabbos is a taste of Olam Haba. So we see, therefore, that Shabbos is synonymous with Olam Haba, which is the opposite of Medame. Medame, we said, is Olam Hazeh, where good and bad are mixed together. We have this Bechira, free choice. V'zeo Bechinas Zochreyu Me'echot Meshabbos. Now we'll understand also why the Gemara tells us that a Jew is supposed to try to remember Shabbos from Sunday. Start thinking about Shabbos from Sunday. Ki Shabbos hu bechinas olam haba. Because as we said, Shabbos is a concept of a taste of the world to come. V'sheishes yemei ha-maaseh, the 6 days of the week, hu bechinas olam hazeh. They represent this physical, materialistic world. V'alkein anu muzhorin liskuras yemei ha-shabbos me'echad b'shabbos. And this is why we're warned to remember Shabbos from Sunday, K'mayisham Rabbi Senezal, as the Gemara says, Zochrehu me'echot b'Shabbos. Remember it. Remember Shabbos from Sunday. Zochrehu daiko. Rabbi Nosson Zal says, look at the wording that the Torah chooses. It doesn't say observe Shabbos from Sunday. It says remember. Hainu lishmoires hazikoroin heitev. The emphasis is being put on remembering to guard this zikoroin digdusha, shehu lad bekomach shafta balmadosi, which means attaching your thoughts, your thinking to olam haba. Dehainu lizkores olam haba, to remember olam haba, shubchinas Shabbos, which is Shabbos. When should you remember it from? May echod b'Shabbos, from Sunday. Hainu ba'olam hazeh. Sunday represents this world, the physical world. Sunday through Friday is the physical world. Shabbos is the spiritual world, olam haba. So we're told to remember the Shabbos, which is olam haba, remember it from Sunday. Remember it while you're in olam hazeh. Dahainu lishmoires hazikoroin heitev, lad bekomach shafta balmadosi, shu yoim shekulei Shabbos ganal, to attach your brain to olam haba, which is when it'll be all Shabbos, wall to wall Shabbos. Now Rav Nosson Zal adds, gam, in addition, ikar hazikoroin al yedei tikun ho'ayin. Rabbeinu Zal explains over there in Likutei Moran, Torah Nun Dalet, which this halacha is based on, that the ability to remember, the ability to have zikoroin digdusha, a healthy memory, to remember what you're supposed to remember Olam Haba, to remember your Tachlis, is dependent on Tikkun Ho'einayim, on how good your eyes are spiritually. It's a pasuk in Chumash, Ule Zikaroin Bein Einecha, where the Torah speaks about tefillin, the mitzvah of tefillin, v'hoyu l'toytofo is bein einecha, u'lezikoroin bein einecha, it says. So the zikoroin is dependent on the eyes. Al yedei sheshoimrim atzmon meira ayin, by a person watching himself and avoiding, chas v'shalom, any ra ayin, any negative eye, evil eye, v'gam shoimrim eso ayin mikoyach hamedame, and also not allowing one's eyes to get sucked into the koyach hamedame of this world, to get trapped by the advertising, by the pizzazz, by the covering, the sugar-sweet covering of how things are presented, how the materialism is presented in this world. That's all part of this koyach hamedame. Kimavur b'maymar hanal, as Rabbeinu Zal explains over there in Torah Nun Dalet. So again, this ability to remember is dependent on tikkun ho'einayim. V'shabes hu bechinas tikkun ho'einayim. And Shabbos is synonymous with perfection of the eyes. Ki Shabbos hu shin bas. Because the Zohar HaKadosh tells us that the word Shabbos is made up of two parts. The letter shin, which has three heads, corresponding to the three colored rings of the eye. And bas refers to the bat ayin. The pupil of the eye is called bat ayin. So the word Shabbos is all about the eyes. That's what Shabbos is all about. Shin tlas gavnende. No, the shin represents the three colored rings of the eye. Ubas hubas ayin. And the word bas represents the pupil of the eye. K'may shekosov Rabbeinu Zal kama pomim. As Rabbeinu Zal discusses in several different places in Likutei Moran. So therefore, if we're saying that Zikoroin is dependent on the eyes, then Shabbos is a very good candidate for Zikoroin Digdusha, because Shabbos is all about Tikkun Ho'einayim. V'al Kenom Rabbi Seinu Zal, and this is why the Gemara says, P'siyo Gaso Noiteles Echot Michamesh Meois Mimo'oirein of Shalodom. The Gemara says that during the week, if a person takes large steps, that weakens their eyesight. It takes away 1/500th of the person's vision. And the Gemara says, Umahadarle, you can restore it, you can correct it, Bekidusha de Beishimsha, in the Kiddush Friday night. That's how you can correct any loss of eyesight that you experience during the week by taking large steps. This is what the Gemara says. Rav Rosenfeld, Zichron Avracha, once told us, he clarified this tremendously, because it's brought, the Gemara speaks about noisein einov bayayin, that when you're making Kiddush, you look at the wine. You look at the kois of wine. It's brought that the word yayin is bigimatria ayin. Ayin is 70. Yayin is bigimatria ayin. So the wine of the Kiddush is associated with the tikkun ho'einayim. By looking at that wine, when you make the bracha boirei pri hagefen, and when you say the blessing afterwards, asher kiddushonu mitzvoisa verot savonu v'shabas kodshoi, by looking at that, that's a major tikkun for the eyes. And that, and also, we know that the Zohar HaKadosh tells us that there are 70 words, exactly 70 words in the Kiddush. Yom HaShishi has 35 words. And the bracha afterwards, if you follow Nusach Sfard, Nusach Ashkenaz puts in a couple extra words, ki hu yom ze tchilo mikrei kodesh, which Nusach Sfard doesn't have. The Nusach Sfard has exactly 35 words in the Vayerav Evoker Yom HaShishi, and 35 words in the bracha, which is 70 words, which again is the ayin, the eye. It's all about this tikkun for the einayim, the yayin, the 70 words of Kiddush. And to this, Rav Rosenfeld Zal added an additional thing, an incredible Kiddush. Many people have different customs about how many candles they light Friday night, the women. Some people light two, some people light 255, and all kinds. Some people write for each kid in the family, some people write for each one of the neighbor's kids, all kinds of customs. According to the Zohar HaKadosh, it's two candles, period. No fat. We don't need no more. Two is enough. Two is perfect. One for Zohar, one for Shomer. Two candles. So it's brought that when you say the first paragraph of the Kiddush, the Yoyim Hashishi, before you get to the bracha on the wine, you're supposed to look at the candles. Now, a candle in Hebrew is a ner. The word ner is 250, resh nun. Two candles is 500. By looking at the candles, you help to restore any deficiency or defectiveness in the eyesight, which the Gemara says that if you take big steps during the week, you lose 1/500th of your eyesight. Those two candles can restore the full 500 measures of light. Nimtza, we see therefore, Shebeshabbos nistakein mo'er ho'einayim, that on Shabbos, the eyes, the vision of the eyes, receive a tremendous tikkun. V'hu b'chinas kois shel kiddush. This relates to the kiddush cup, she'om rabbi senuzal, where the Gemara says, she'tzrichin she'yitein einov boy. You're supposed to put your eyes into the cup. You're supposed to look at the cup. When? When you're making the bracha, b'er pri agefen, and also when you're saying the bracha afterwards. Now again, this obviously refers to a person who can say the kiddush by heart. If a person can't, then you're supposed to look into a sitter. Because if a person knows chas v'shalom that they don't know it by heart, then obviously you look in a sitter and you have in mind that you know that you want your eyes during the first paragraph to be connected to the candles, and during the bracha in the second paragraph, you want your eyes to be connected to the wine. Ki oz nistakein ho'ayin kanal, because on Shabbos, especially during the Kiddush, is when the eyes have a tremendous tikkun. As the Gemara says, umahadar lay, you restore any defect in the eyes, b'kiddusha d'bei shimsha, in the Kiddush on Friday night. V'alkein b'Shabbos zoichin lezikorein. This is why on Shabbos, a Jew is zoichet to the real beauty of this zikorein, to really be able to remember and think about what they're supposed to think about. V'nichna ha-medame, and the medame is weakened and defeated. Ki ha-zikoroin toile b'tikin ho'einayim, because as Rabbeinu Zal shows over there in Likutei Moran, the zikoroin is dependent on perfection of the eyes. B'bechinas, as the pasuk says, ula zikoroin bein einecha. B'maimer hanal, as Rabbeinu Zal says over there in Torah Nun Dalet, V'ikr tikkun ho'einayim b'Shabbos hu'al yidei ha'kiddush kanal. And the main tikkun of the eyes on Shabbos takes place at the time of Kiddush. V'alkein yesh b'ha'kiddush ayin tevin. This is why the Kiddush on Friday night has exactly 35 words in it. Ki ha'kiddush hu tikkun ho'ayin. Because the Kiddush is the tikkun for the eye, which is ayin, the word ayin again. V'zehu zocher es yom ha'Shabbos lekatshoi zochreyu al hayayim. And this is also why the Gemara learns out, before we mentioned one limud of the Gemara, where the Gemara says, from zocher es yom ha'Shabbos, remember it from Sunday. There's another limud that the Gemara has on that pasuk. Zocher es yom ha'Shabbos lekatshoi, the Gemara says, zochreyu al hayayim. Remember the Shabbos over a cup of wine. Ki al yidei hayayin shel kiddush, shehu tikkun ho'ayin, because it's through the wine of the Kiddush, which is a tikkun for the eyes, that's how you're zoicha to have this proper zikorin. V'alkein yayin bigimatria ayin. And this is why the word yayin has the numerical value of 70 ayin. Ki hu tikkun ho'einayim kanal. Because the wine on Shabbos is a tikkun for the eyes. Ki al yedei ha'kiddush Mamshichin hakedusha shel Shabbos shu b'chinas almadosi b'chinas liad b'kamashavta b'almadosi, because through the kiddush that a person makes on Shabbos, we draw upon ourselves the holiness of Shabbos, which is olam haba, which is that taste of olam haba, which is the ability to attach our brain to olam haba, v'doichin hamedame, and we reject, we push away the medame. Hanechas b'sheishes imi amaisa, which attaches itself to the 6 days of the week. V'alkein hu tikkun ho'ayin b'china zikoron hanal. And that's why Shabbos is the tikkun for the eye, the concept of zikoron. B'chinas zochreyu al hayayin, as the Gemara says, remember it over wine. Zochreyu daiko, look at the wording. It doesn't say keep Shabbos, it says remember Shabbos. To be zochet to this zikoron digdusha, al hayayin, through wine, al hayayin daika, ki ayidei ha-kiddush zoichem lezikorayim. Because it's through the kiddush on Shabbos that a person is zoicha to a major tikkun for the eyes, which is where zikorayim dikdusha comes from, the ability to look past this world, to look past the medama, to look higher up into olam haba, and plug in over there, and that's what Shabbos is all about.